Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
Hey there, it's Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com, that lady on the internet who loves you, connecting you to the love that heals so you can love yourself from survive to thrive. Today, I'm in my car. It's been a long time since I came to you from my car, but I was thinking about sharing what I wanted to talk about today and thinking about waiting. I was going to mix it with something else, and I have to share and ask you, how much do you struggle with not being enough? I have been thinking about this off and on for well over a year, contemplating this whole thing about enoughness. Why do we struggle with not being enough? It is an epidemic in our world, not being enough. People saying, I am enough, and you are enough, and we wear shirts and say, I am enough, and you're enough, and we trying to build each other up because 85% of people in the world struggle with their sense of self-esteem. That's part of it. But there's something about enoughness that I think we don't really get. And I think it is a root of why we struggle with being not enough. Two reasons, actually. One is enough, the word enough, it's a relative term. It's a relative term. Enough does not stand all by itself. Enough has a measure. It has a measure. It has to be enough for something. It can't just be enough all by itself because it's enough for something. I shared this once before on Instagram about a year and a half ago about this enough thing. If I had a cup of sugar and I put that cup of sugar into a half a cup measuring cup, I would have more than enough sugar. But if I took that cup of sugar and I poured it into a 2-cup measuring cup, I would not have enough sugar to fill that. It's still the same amount of sugar. But see, pouring it into a smaller container, it was more than enough. Pouring it into a larger container, it was not enough. It was relative to the size of the container I was pouring it into. And see, our enoughness is measured by something. What are we enough for? We're created in the image and likeness of God. He needs to be the one who establishes whether we're enough or not. And he thinks we're enough to save us. He thinks we're enough to love us. He thinks we're enough to redeem us. He measures us as enough. But he is our measurer. And he is our source of our sense of value. Our inherent value comes from him. But we lose our sense of enoughness when we are trying to measure up to someone else's opinion, when we're having an issue with someone in a relationship, because someone else becomes the measurer of whether or not we are enough. And sometimes even we do it to our own self. That can be a trauma response. I know I had it. I know I had it because part of when we use that term enough, when we think it's not enough, when we're pouring a cup of sugar into a 2-cup container and we think we need to have 2 cups, and so we're kind of freaking out, we skip to the extreme of feeling that we're worthless. But if we're not enough, that doesn't mean we're worthless. It means we fall short. We fall short. If you run a race and you fall down before the finish line, you didn't not do the race. You fell down before the finish line. It was not enough to finish the race. And see, we jump right to condemnation when we find out we're not enough. There's a song that when I first heard it, at church a few years ago, I did not like it because I was struggling with my enoughness. I was fighting. I'm enough. You know, so I get it. I get trying to feel to be enough. We have to internalize it because we have to see our inherent value. But this song, a line in it goes, I'm not enough unless you come. And it's about God coming and helping us and how we fall short and we need help. Well, everybody needs help sometimes. But see, I was so struggling with that not enoughness that when I was singing, I'm not enough, in the back of my mind was playing worthless, without value. But that's not true. That's not true. And back then, I did not like that song at all. Now it's one of my favorite ones because it's a song about together. It's a song about together. We need people. We're relational beings. I would not want to be the last person on the planet living here all by myself. I would not feel enough. I would be lonely a lot. We need each other. We need, enough is relative. You know, do you have enough friends? Do you have enough money? Do you have enough this? Do you have enough that? Are you enough? And all this, it's relative. So we have to see, what are we measuring it by? And not over jump to the end, to catastrophize. You know, if we fall short, then maybe we need to get some help. That's all. Maybe we just need a little bit of help. Everybody needs help, and there's no condemnation with that. So financially, if we fall short, we can get help. If we don't have enough energy, we can get help. If we don't have enough experience, we can get help. If we don't have enough righteousness, we can go to Jesus, and he gives us his. His is perfect. I don't have enough of my own. Mine is yucky because I'm not perfect. Nobody is. That's the whole point. When the Bible says that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that means, you know, nobody's perfect. That's just a King James way of saying nobody's perfect and that Jesus is. And so if we want perfection, we can say, Jesus, can I have your perfection? Because I don't have any and you make me enough. And then he makes us feel like more than enough because he loves us so much. So I wanted to share this with you today. We struggle with feeling being enough because we're measuring it wrong, or because when we fall short, we label ourselves with worthlessness. It's a way of catastrophizing. So I want to tell you, you are enough. You're loved enough. I love you enough. I'm on here to tell you this. I'm that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle Bernack. And till next time, remember, you are enough. God loves you enough. He wants to give you righteousness if you don't have it already, because it's free from him and it's perfect. And I want that kind of righteousness. And I want to feel his love enough. And I just want to encourage you to connect with Jesus, connect with me. If you want help, if you're like, this makes sense, but I can't really wrap my head around it, I need to work on it more, because changing how we think takes some work. And so I'm a trauma-informed self-love coach, faith-based. If you want some help to get this solidified in your heart, then connect with me. I'd love to help you. So until next time, mwah, I love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further. So please visit us at daniellebernock.com. And grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.